You got the letter coming.
How are ya?
It's 2:00. I want to call to order the Health Education Welfare Committee. But I want to ask Harjo if he would give us the invocation today.
Father God, as we look to you now, you know, it's this time as we come together. Father, we know there's many things that the pride is doing, and there's many things that we're trying to get accomplished. So as we go into this meeting, Lord, we just ask that you would just be with all those that are here. And Father, you know, we know sometimes decisions are very tough to make, and sometimes decisions may not always be in our favor. But Father God, you know, we hope and just pray that, you know, as we make all these decisions, that Father, for the best of the nation, for the best of all, you know, who are a part of this tribe. Again, Father, we look to you now. We just thank you for this opportunity to be able to participate in our tribal affairs in this way. So we just look to you and we thank you for it all. Amen.
Yeah. But, roll call, please. Shirley Nade. Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Lucian Tiger.
Present.
And Chair, you got 5 present and 0 absent.
5 present, 0 absent constitutes a quorum. All business conducted will be official. We have no minutes today. Our secretary was sick all last week, so we will get minutes later. Going down to the order of business. First is TR 15-035. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a customer agreement and software license agreement between the Muscogee Creek Nation and Dolphin Imaging and Management Solutions for the Muscogee Creek Nation Department of Health. Sponsors, Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to do pass.
Motion for do pass by Mr. Tiger. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Jennings. Discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. What this agreement is, this is for our orthodontic program at FEMA. We do have an EHR program in regards to dental, but due to the specialty of ortho, it requires a different software. And so this is what this is. This is for up to 10 client users. This will allow us to expand if there's a need to expand. So this is just software for the orthodontics program.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
If this does pass, you know that Representative Hills will have questions about the dates on here. It says expires.
Yes. What we were working on, we had submitted this several months ago, and to kind of hold back on it until we were able to get the legislation that was passed last month. And so what we can do is go back and update those numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No questions? Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
And you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Next is NCA 15-025, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation amending MCNCA Title 19, Section 5-102. Entitled candidate must be registered and take leave from employment with the Muscogee Creek Nation. Sponsors, Mr. Koshman.
By request of the sponsor, I make motion to postpone 30 days.
Okay, motion by Ms. Barnett. Second. To postpone until next month or 30 days. Second by Ms. Aide. Roll call vote, please.
Shirlene Aide.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15-025 is postponed for 30 days. Next is NCA 15-036, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek student. Sponsor is Mr. Hill.
I want to make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger.
And just to kind of flesh this out, so if you look at the paperwork, the student didn't meet the deadline for the fall semester to get financial aid. So her parents had to pay the bill for her. But if you read what she's actually asking for, that bill, the amount that she has on there, that's what's owed for the spring semester, for this current semester right now, which she does qualify for financial aid for, and she will be getting financial aid from Creek Nation and BIA as well?
Yes.
Okay. So part of that will be covered off of her financial aid and her financial need. So really what they're asking, the amount they're asking is actually to reimburse for the first semester, which unfortunately none of our programs allow for. And I kind of questioned the legislation altogether because whenever we created the emergency scholarship fund, it kind of had a provision in there where the students couldn't come to the council directly, that they had to use our programs. So if we're going to stick to that, we need to be consistent and make sure the students are coordinating with higher education. And, I mean, I feel sorry for the student. You know, she clearly didn't really understand how to navigate the system, missing the deadlines, didn't have her CDIB already in order to apply for the fall semester for the CDIB grant. So, I mean, it does sound like, you know, she needed extra help, but I just don't feel like we can give her that with our current policies and procedures and the programs that we have in place.
Is she here today?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Barnett. Any other discussion? Not roll call vote, please.
Shirley A.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
I'm sure you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15026 is postponed indefinitely. Next is NCA 15-051, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to the Oklahoma Council for Indian Education. Sponsor is Ms. Barnett.
I make a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Motion by Ms. Barnett to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second? Second by Ms. Aide. Discussion?
Yes, since this request was made, Dr. Johnson actually said that he had funds available that he could help with this function, so we wouldn't need to do special legislation for it.
Okay. Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nate.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15-051 is postponed indefinitely. Next is NCA 15-052, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Citizenship Board Office's fiscal year 2015 budget.
Motion for due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jennings for due pass. Is there a second?
Second
by Ms. Aide. Discussion?
I do have.
Okay.
One of my main concerns is that I visited with Mr. Wilson the other day, and I've told him the same thing. The tribe has just recently invested $11 million in a project at Riverwalk to attract attendance to fill up the buildings up there. And for the rate that the tribe is going to be paying itself, I don't feel like it's fair to the other tenants that would be coming in. And, you know, you may have to move within a year or so when they start filling up. That's one of my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you. I also had several citizens over the weekend, which was quite ironic, saying they wished that we had a citizenship office close to Tulsa. And I told them, well, hang on, we might have one of these days. So there is concerns of having even a tax office. So, any other discussion?
Mr. Tiger.
Yes.
How many square feet? Is this for the same?
The one on there is $7,500, which is half of that top floor.
Right.
And just kind of while we're asking, when we first started out with this, we were looking for more office space from the beginning, for a couple of years now. We looked at, and we had talked to Speaker, it's been about a year ago, and he said to try to find some office space somewhere else to try to accommodate, because we, of course, are low on space. So we were looking around, couldn't find anything on Mogi. We started looking further, you know, because some of the offices had moved to Jinx. Tanif is up there, I think Social Services is talking about going up there. So we went and looked at offices up there. Well, in the meantime, we started looking at our numbers. And I attached all the numbers to the packet there. A big part of our citizens are from Tulsa County area. Duck Creek North, we're going to service a lot of people in Tulsa. So looking at that, we were originally going to put about 5 people up there. We have 17 in our office now. Looking at those numbers, 5 people is not going to suffice for working in Tulsa. So what we kind of did is we moved about, we're going to put about 11 people in Tulsa County, in Tulsa, or in Jinx, and then keep about 6 of them here in Oklahoma. So we'll be still running 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and doing both enrollment at both places.
That's what I was going to ask, if you were going to have to hire more or you're going to take some of yours.
We're going to take what we have now. We originally were going to hire some more people, but we figured what we'll do is just do what we're doing now, and then if for some reason we have an increase of enrollment, then we'll have to look at hiring new employees. I think that we might have to, I'm not 100% sure. About 35 to 40% of our enrollment right now that comes into the office is up that way. Then we have also the mail that comes in also. So we have about 17,000 citizens just in Tulsa County alone. And then you look at, you know, you'll be getting Sepulpa, you'll get some from Coweta, that will all come across to the Jinx location.
It's close about half of what our enrollment is. That covers that area up there. One of the things that's going to help them with too is the fact that we're getting down to no more space again for our cabinets, and so doing this is going to open up a little bit of room, and this and where we're presently at right now, of course, put more cabinets in that area. We don't really want to move any type of hard copies as far as, you know, applications up to that office there in Tulsa. We want to maintain everything down here in this office, so that's going to open up more space for more cabinets.
Mr. Jennings.
I'm not opposed to opening up another office in Tulsa. It's just this particular space. This space where they wanted to move into was a $1.3 million renovation space that was done by an architectural firm. And then, so, that's my issue with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Because he did mention, we do have offices in Jinx. Our Tanif office did move there, and at the time, Social Services was looking at additional space. Ideally, in an ideal situation, we would have a northern regional office so that citizens still aren't going from one building to the next. Part of our delay not moving to Riverwalk with our programs, one, it was meant to be a retail space and not citizen client services. So that was one issue, and at the time, they were in transition as well, so they weren't ready, really looking at new occupants when we were originally looking. So just want to keep that in mind as a council as we move forward. Ideally, we would have one-stop shop in that northern area where citizens aren't having to go from one building to the next, because ideally, 99% of the time, they're probably, usually when they sign up with citizenship, they won't know what services they can get. And ideally, if we were all in one place, that would be nice. But just letting you know, we do have some office spaces in Jinx on the further down the west side of Main Street. Thank you.
Thank you.
We looked at some of those places, I think, already, but a lot of them would even accommodate what we're going to take up there.
There's not parking there. The parking is crazy there at that location that they're at right now, and we see how much citizens come into our office. But we did look at that location where Tanif, there was actually an office right beside Tanif that we looked at.
Thank you. Ms. Barnett.
Would there be the opportunity for future collaboration for Tanif and Social Services and some other departments to have space in the space that you're leasing?
We actually, when we went and talked to the people at Riverwalk, there's a section that could be sectioned off that's about, I would say about 1,500 to 2,000 square feet that we were going to actually, if we were to grow, we would use it. But right now, we could actually section that off to allow other citizens or other departments to come in and do a remote there every other week or whatever. And there's, like I said, there's offices already there. And the reason why we looked at the top floor is because it's pretty much done. The offices are already there. There's not that much work that needs to be done to it. So if other departments would want to come up there and set up for a day or so, then they would be able to do that.
Right. And I did. I toured the facility with Citizenship one day, and I mean, the desks are already there. You know, I mean, they won't even need a lot of money for furniture because they have the side offices have built-in desks with built-in storage in those side offices. So a lot of the extra costs that normally would be there aren't there either. So I think we have to do something. I mean, we've known they're at capacity for a really long time, and so far in the last 3 years. Kind of word it nicely. In the last 3 years, it hasn't been addressed. It has not been solved, and there are no immediate plans to solve it. And not only this, but I think that we need to start taking a really hard look and getting the original office up to code anyway. I mean, it's a fire hazard waiting to happen. There's no back exit. There's no fire suppression in the offices. We're just really blessed. It's just by the grace of God that nothing has happened to our records, because we've all read in the news other tribes have had stuff happen to their records. And for the server, can you address the server issue as well? Because with the server being, you'd have backup to your server in Tulsa?
Yes, we actually have two servers. So basically, that if one place went down, if something happened here in Okmulgee, we could pick up and do the same thing in Tulsa. The server will speak back and forth and back up, back and forth to each other. So we'll have just the same equipment down here as we do in Tulsa.
Right. So electronically, our documentation would actually be safer than
yes.
what it is now of having it all in one location.
Yes.
Okay. There any more questions?
Was that all?
Not roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aide.
Yes.
Dodie Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
No.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 3 in favor and 1 against.
3 in favor, 1 against. NCA 15052 passes.
BF&J.
Yes, we'll be sent to BF&J for a funding source. Next is NCA 15-053, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a special appropriation to a Muscogee Creek Nation youth. Sponsor is Mr. Jack. What's the wish of this committee?
Motion to pass for discussion.
Motion by Ms. Barnett. If I do pass for discussion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Mr. Coachman.
Yes, I'd like to be a co-sponsor on this. What this is a for a Creek youth. She's got an opportunity to travel to Europe, and her parents, I think the total cost is $3,000, and her parents paid about $2,400. And she only needs about $1,400 to finish up her payment. And it's for young people to travel, you don't get that opportunity very often. And I'm sure her parents have put everything they've got into this. And we're just asking if the committee would see it fit to help her finish that, because the travel to Europe is really something. I know as the youth, if I had a chance to go to travel, my parents would want trying to do anything that could get me over there. So, I'm sure that's what her parents are trying to do. So if the committee would consider it, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a question, Ms. Barnett.
Do you know anything about her academics? She didn't include her transcripts?
I didn't know.
Explore America or people.
Educational
tours. Actually, my daughter went to New York City for her geography class with the same company. I mean, it's a good company.
My daughter and granddaughter are going on.
Does it, Alicia, do you know what her deadline is to have the money?
It's in May, I believe, in May. Yeah. I don't know if
Right. I was just curious, because a lot of times they'll put stuff in, like, you know, they'll put their transcript in, like, their student resume.
Hello, Ms. Barnett.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Jennings.
Yes. Do you know if Sequoia contributed to anything to this trip?
No, I don't.
Well, my reason I ask that, you know, we passed legislation last month to help Muskogee schools, and they wouldn't help because it was in our jurisdiction, but this girl's going to a school funded by Cherokee Nation. I feel like that should, in turn, help her. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any more questions? Not roll call vote, please.
Charlene Abe?
Yes.
Dirty Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. Will be sent to BFNJ for funding source. I call on our regular agenda. And other business, we have NCA 15-054, NCA 15-055, and NCA 15-056. Need a motion to add them to the agenda?
Make a motion to add 054, 055, and 056 to the agenda.
Motion made by Mr. Jennings to add the legislation to the agenda. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Tiger. We'll have a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Next is NCA 15-054, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a special appropriation to a Muskogee Creek citizen. And the sponsor is Mr. Jack.
Motion to pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for a due pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Mr. Coachman, are you?
Yeah, I'll co-sponsor this. I really don't know what this one. I think it's a youth for somebody's going to have to show me the bill.
Is that a football team? The women's football team?
Of the Grams?
It's for Allison Arquiqueta. She's part of the Tulsa Threat Women's Football Team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This lady. Plays for I guess semi-pro football women's team up in Tulsa, and it's been in operation for a while, and they do play full contact football, from what I remember, and they really deal with it. She just wants to be able to play, and she's asking for help with her team that she needs to play for the team, and that's what it is. What position you play?
I'm a offensive defensive lineman, tight end, and reserve running back.
There you go. Any questions that y'all want to ask? But it is full contact, right?
Yes, we're 11 men. I was only asking for sponsorship for like travel purposes for my room, gas, and food, because we don't charter a bus or anything. We all carpool, so that whatever I raise gets put into the personal account, and then when we go to off games, like we go this year, we're gonna be traveling to Arkansas, Louisiana, Kansas, and Texas. I'll have four away games, four home games, and then we'll go to the playoffs. And I don't know where the playoffs are going to be this year. Last year they were in Texas. So, I mean, that's at the end of the year. So We played from April to July. They've been established since 2011. This is my first year going out for this. It's actually fun. It's a good experience for me because I never liked football. Didn't understand it. Only a touchdown fumble. That was it. I learned a lot more since I've been there. But I am doing fundraisers myself. Like I'm selling team apparel. I'm selling like suckers and stuff like that to raise some of my money too. So.
Did you go to school around here? Did you go to school in Tulsa?
No, I went to school at Mason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my team is out of Tulsa.
Thank you for coming. Are there any more questions? No, roll call vote, please.
Shirley Nade.
Yes.
Dodi Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes and will be sent to BF&J for funding. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is NCA 15-055, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing a donation to Okima Summer Kids Cafe.
Yes.
Sponsor is Mitch Jack.
Motion do pass.
Motion by Ms. Barnett for do pass. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tiger. Discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. Scott Robinson and Leslie Vick and Jeremy Strickland are here from the Okima area to speak to the legislation if we have any questions. And Mr. Coachman and I were wanting to be added as co-sponsors for this legislation.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys want to go ahead and come up and set the table with us and join us and tell us about your exploding summer activities?
Well, I was just asked to be on the board this past year, and I've known Leslie for years and Mr. Strickland through the school. And when they told me how many Creek children were being served in this summer program, their last year, their first year, you know, I just knew it'd be something that I think our tribe should get involved with. So I'm going to let Mr. Strickland tell you about the program.
Thank you all very much for the opportunity to speak to you today. Last year, the citizens of Okima, along with the local Turning Point Coalition, decided to address a very important need, and that is students who go without food during the summer. We understand that there are federal programs in place for the school months, but in the summer months, they're kind of left to fend for themselves. And so fundraising started, and they raised somewhere around $26,000 there in Okima. And the program was launched, and we've had great success, and we had about 360 enrolled, and of that 360, approximately 120 are Muscogee Creek citizens.
And I want to clarify that too, because after we were discussing all of this and kind of fleshing out those numbers, mm-hmm. so that could be verified through Okima Public Schools was how they got that number.
Right.
This program is also open to anybody in your county, so you have
right.
kids coming in from other school districts, so you wouldn't have access to their records to know what
That's
tribe
right.
they were enrolled
That's
in.
That's right. There's no doubt in my mind that there are more than 120, but that's all that we can verify through Melissa Turner, who's our Indian Ed coordinator. And I gave her the list of our enrollees, and then she went through the list and said, this is how many you have. It's just been a great opportunity, and we're looking to expand the program. And like Ms. Barnett said, this program, by law, has to be open to any student ages 4 through 18 because the food is coming from Oklahoma Regional Food Bank. As you can see on that second page, we have multiple partners. It is the CIA, which is our community improvement agency there, which is kind of the funding arm also the Okemo Public Schools, the Regional Food Bank, the Health Department, Amarone Youth Services, and we would love to add Muskogee Creek Nation to that list.
Are there any questions? This sounds like a great, great program.
Thank you.
I know we have one in Coweta that goes to a church, and they serve a lot of people. That's
yes,
great.
Ma'am.
And they're there from 10 until 1, right, Mr. Strickland?
10 until 1:30.
1:30, and they do a lot of enrichment programs, trips. They're going to try to add a cultural week this week, have different artists come in, different people come in and teach them about the Creek culture, so since they have so many Creek children coming.
And we'll be in discussion with Ms. Barnett, and we discussed extensively different individuals coming in and really partnering with Muskogee Creek Nation, from artists to artisans to literacy, the literacy program, the BOP program. So we're really excited about the possibilities.
I might have missed it, but it's 7 weeks long, right?
So last year, it was 8 weeks long, and we decided that's just a little too long, especially for those of us that are teachers and having to go back to school. So we're going to make it 7 weeks this year.
Right. So it'll be basically the whole summer, I mean, for
yes,
the most part.
Yes, ma'am.
Any more questions? No. Roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aid.
Yes.
Jody Barnett.
Yes.
James Jennings.
Yes.
Lucian Tiger.
Yes.
And Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15-055 passes and will be sent to BFNJ for funding source.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
Next is NCA 15-056, a law of the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Muskogee Creek Nation Social Security Assistance Program for the purpose of providing legal, paralegal services to Muskogee Creek Nation citizens appealing their Social Security disability denials. Sponsor is Mr. Tiger.
Madam Chair, make a motion to due pass.
Motion by Mr. Tiger for a due pass. Second by Mr. Tiger. Mr. Jennings.
I got a book coming.
Questions?
Madam Chair, Ms. Giles, please.
Okay. Do y'all have Lillian, our program manager, speak on this? It's something that's long needed, so that's okay. Please, Tom.
Okay.
Most of our cases are disability cases, a majority of them, and when they get to the hearings level and they have to go before the administrative law judge, we're not trying to, you know, be in court and we would like to have legal, like a paralegal. In fact, we have a paralegal in mind for the position. She has helped us in the past. And if an attorney is the representative, they require 25% of the back pay if the person is awarded benefits. And I feel like Creek Nation should be able to represent our clients, and that way our Creek citizens will get their full back pay. Thank you.
Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Ms. Barnett.
So this would only be open to Muskogee Creek citizens and only to those that live in the boundaries?
No, not necessarily. We have served people out of state. I don't know how that would work out in this situation. Probably would not be able to. If they're out of state.
So then it would be open to any Muskogee Creek citizen in the state of Oklahoma, residentially in the state of Oklahoma. Okay.
Are there any more questions? Any other council members have any questions?
I want to just say I support that because I don't like them lawyers taking 25%. And you see a lot of these people trying to get their disability. I know a few that have gone through and they're going through the process, and then I know they're looking for a lawyer. And that may cost to these lawyers, and they're at 20-25% of their earnings of what they get, and I don't think it, I think it's a good thing for our citizens.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor. I feel like that is a good program.
Mr. Jennings will be added as co-sponsor. There are no more questions. I have a roll call vote, please.
Charlene Aid?
Yes.
Jody Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lucian Tiger?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 4 in favor and 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. NCA 15-056 passes and will be sent to BFNJ for funding source. Thank you. All that's on the agenda. Do we have any announcements?
Emergency session tomorrow night.
Yes.
Well, you've been here. When is it this weekend?
This Saturday.
Pretty easy property.
What time?
11 to 3. Well, get in line, Charlene.
Tomorrow night is the emergency session at after the LNC.
What was that?
Emergency session after LNC tomorrow night. Are there any more announcements?
I just have one quick one. Just thank you from Salt Creek United Methodist for everyone that came and ate with us on Saturday and everyone who helped. Lucian Tiger worked really hard. And Robert Huff came and worked and donated money to the church. And of course, David Nichols is a member who always comes and helps us every year. He's a great help. So just thank you. But you guys helped us raise a little over $8,000 and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. No more announcements.
One more thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to invite you out to Concharty after y'all's council meeting this month because our lighting dinner is the 28th.
Oh,
okay. Watch me make fire bread.
Okay, any more Wild Onion?
The Wild Onion epicenter.
Pete Sita's having theirs on March the 21st.
21st.
Okay. You're in Muskogee twice this Friday evening from 4 to 7.
So this Friday?
This Friday, yeah, this coming Friday.
5. Okay. That's all. Have a motion for adjournment?
Submit.
Motion by Ms. Barnett, second by Ms. Aid. Have a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. We're adjourned with that. I want to ask Ms. Barnett if she would give us the benediction, please.
Father, we thank you for your many blessings.